Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 20th of August, 2017. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at MBC. This week, our youth worker, Mark Seiner, looked at the psalm over the summer, which is Psalm 23, a psalm of provision. So let's go and join Mark as he's introducing the subject.
Psalm 23. What's Psalm 23 about? Pardon? Shepherds. What do shepherds need?
Sheep.
I need sheep. Okay. Is anyone would like to be a sheep? Come on in. Come on up. Okay, if you'd like to be a sheep. All right. I need about 12 sheep. All right. Sheep come in all shapes and sizes, all age. Okay, come and sit in the front. Lovely. Okay, if you'd like to grab a sheep's head. Okay. Put it on. Lovely. Okay, perfect. Come stand at the front. They look cuter than I thought. Okay, put your hats on. Okay, that's not much of a flock. Okay, does anyone else like to be a sheep? All right. Dad! No, I've got a part for you. You're okay. All right, any more sheep? No, okay, right, that's all the sheep. Okay, if you'd like to be on your all fours, okay, be a sheep, be a flock. Okay, that's lovely. Okay, that's lovely. Psalm 23. Let's look and see what it tells us. It tells us about God from a shepherd's point of view. It tells us what God is like as a shepherd. I need some other help. Now, these people don't have to actually come onto the stage. Okay? But I do need a bear, a wolf. Okay? What else do I need? A snake. And something else, and I can't remember. It might be a lion. A lion. Okay? Anyone like to be a wolf? Come on in. Well done. Okay. Especially for you. No, you can stay there at the moment. Okay? At the moment. Who'd like to be the lion? Lion? Any lions? Oh, I've got a lion. Well, go on, Mark. Well done. My goodness. Okay. Get that on your head, lovely. What about a snake? Anyone like to be a snake? It's a good part to play, isn't it? Who's going to be a snake? Well done. And then the bear. Okay, you're a bear, right, okay. Right. Something tells me Jason was waiting for that part. I don't know what it was, but something was telling me, okay? At this point, I'd like to say a really big thank you to my artistic director, Margaret, who helped enormously with the masks. Okay. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Now, the first part of that scripture says the Lord's my shepherd. Sheep can't look after themselves. Okay. They're a bit of a stupid bunch, actually. They just can't look after themselves. They need a shepherd. Who'd like to be a shepherd?
Adam.
All right, okay. Right. Hey, come here, Adam. Did you used to be a shepherd? That's good. Did you wear things like this? No? Okay. All right. Are you sure? Put that on. That's lovely.
Only at Christmas.
Only at Christmas. I thought it was a weekend, but don't worry about that. Okay. There we go. I'm lost. There we are.
Don't worry.
Okay. Wow. Put your arms in. Wonderful. Okay. It's going to ruin your hairdo, yeah? Looking good? Okay, lovely. Hang on. Yeah. Oh, just get another one. All right, get rid of that one, that's fine. Okay. Wonderful. Oh, you look so good. Yeah. I'm in church. I'm not allowed to lie. Okay, that's lovely. Okay, hang on a minute. Oh, you look amazing. Look at this. I've got an extra large rope for you, Adam. That's it's good. Okay. Right. I'm not going to do it too tight. There you are. Okay, shepherd, sheep. You just have to go and stand over there. Okay, If anyone would like to take a picture, please share on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do. Okay? Hang on a minute, we'll get to that. Okay? If they're left alone, sheep wander off and get into trouble. Okay? Just do what I say. Wander off, get into trouble, cause as much mayhem as you want. Okay? Off you go. Go on. That's no problem. Right? When they wander near a snake, a wolf, a bear, or a lion, they get scared. So I want the lions, the wolves, and the snakes to scare our lovely sheep. Okay? All right, wonderful. Okay? Okay? And then the shepherd will come and collect them and bring them back. Okay? If you can do that, be lovely. Come back to the front. You've never run into bears? No. Don't run into a bear? No. Okay? Okay. Well, I it's exactly how I was expecting it to go. This is good. This is brilliant. Okay, sheep, if you'd like to come back onto the stage now, that would be great. Okay, brilliant. Right, I think we should have got a better shepherd. Okay, right. Okay. Right. But joking aside, we're actually very much like those sheep, aren't we? We often get ourselves into trouble when we go wandering away from the good shepherd, which is Jesus, which is God. Right? It's important for us to follow only the good shepherd. We must know his voice so that we don't follow, okay, we don't follow the wrong shepherd. And Jesus talked to his disciples about this. He said in John, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has... I can't read that very well. When he's brought out his own..." See if I can see it better up there. "When he's brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they're going to run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. The Lord is my shepherd, not the devil or anyone working for him. We only listen to the voice of the good shepherd, and we only follow him. The scripture says, I lack nothing. That means that because the Lord is my shepherd, I'm going to have everything I need. Doesn't mean everything I want, just that everything I will need. A good shepherd gets up very early in the morning and goes to inspect his flock. It's going to take you a while, okay? He examines them to make sure they're healthy and they're happy and able to stay on their feet. If you could just look at your sheep and make sure they're okay. Okay, yeah. He can easily tell if they're sick or they need special attention. You got a sick one. I don't think that's sick. I think that's lunch. That's not sick. Oh dear. His sheep don't need anything because a good shepherd takes care of everything that is necessary for them. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters. Do you know what? I found something out. It's impossible for sheep to lie down unless they've got four needs that are met. The first need is they must not be afraid. Sheep are afraid of most things. And that is there's a reason for that. It's because they actually, right, have no way to defend themselves. Their only means of protection is to run. Can you run, sheep? Right? Not on all fours. No, okay. Stay there then. Right? Their only way of protection is to run away from wild animals. Right? Wild animals. I'd now like you to come up and try and attack our sheep. Sheep! I need you to get out of the way, all right? Okay? Shepherd, stand still. You're okay, mate. Don't worry. Okay? Off you go. Come on, then, wild animals.
Can we, right? Can we let
You can go on two legs. Go on two legs, all right? Go on two legs. Okay? Jason's enjoying this far too much. Okay? Brilliant. Excellent. Right, sheep, come on back. Wild animals, go back to where you were. That's lovely. Well done. Nothing makes sheep feel more secure than to see their good shepherd in the field with them. And it's the same with us. We can feel calm and free from fear because we know that Jesus is always with us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave or forsake you. In other words, he will never give up on any of us. No matter what we think we've done, no matter how much we think we've messed up, he will never give up on us. Because of this, we can be strong and courageous. God is all-powerful and he will protect us. Now, if you want your sheep to lie down, they can't be in fights with other sheep. Sheep are mean to each other. They're mean to each other. Go on, Kimberly, you can be meaner than that. Right? They can be mean to each other. I've seen you. You can be mean. Go on. Right? You'd think that with all the other animals, they'd be nice to one another, wouldn't you? You'd think they would be kind and thoughtful, but they're not. Okay? Older sheep stiffen their legs, they tilt their heads, they arch their necks, and they butt the young ones as hard as they can. Anyone want to have a go? No. Go for it. Okay? Just don't contact. Okay? So if you'd like to go back, look at the way these are going. Look at the pictures there. Kaylee, you can be the big sheep. Okay? Get yourself up, ready to go. Finn's going to come at you. Okay? Come on. They stiffen their legs, they tilt their heads, they arch their necks, and they butt the young ones as hard as they can. Right? Oh, no, hang on. But rams are even worse. When they're fighting over girlfriends, because boys do that, right, their necks swell and they get really strong. They furiously butt their heads and horns together to see who is the strongest. I've seen this happen. I've heard this happen. When I was at Lee Abbey, they had a fence, and they put two rams in a field. And one day when I was walking, I heard, it was like a thunderclap. It was, and it rocked. And I looked, and it was two rams had head-butted each other. And the noise reverberated around the valley. It was incredible noise. And they got up and carried on walking. And then they turned and had another look at each other. And they went at it again. And you're thinking, why? That must hurt. That must hurt. When the young sheep are worried about the bullies, they start to get a bit edgy. Right? They lose weight. As a good shepherd will a good shepherd will always defend the weaker ones. Go and look after the little ones. Okay. Right? You're a little one. You're a little one. Right? And with the rams, he often puts grease on their foreheads so that they'll slip off each other when they collide. So I've just gone and pretend to put some... Yeah, the boy ones. Yeah, that's definitely the boy ones. I can tell you're a shepherd. You're good, aren't you? My goodness. Hey, you are good. Hey. That way, none of them really get too hurt. But our good shepherd knows about the bullies in our lives. He knows about situations in our lives. And he says that in his word that he will take care of us. He says it in the Bible all the time. He will take care of us. He will look after us in situations. Now the third thing that needs to happen for sheep to lie down and rest is they must be free from flies and other insects. I spent a long time making this. And then my wife got hold of it to torment the girls last night, and it's not quite worked out the way I expected. Okay? Flies. Okay? They were separate. Okay? And there was lots of them. All right? But Sally decided she was going to torment the girls last night. All right? And she... Why? Because they're flies. They're annoying you. Don't hold them. You can't catch flies like that. Right? Like that. Like that. Yeah, go on. All the course. Hang on. Oh, I do like my job. It's good, isn't it? There's a certain type of insect that's called a nose fly. And they love sheep, and they buzz around their heads all the time. They try to deposit their eggs in wet places, like your noses. Oh, I know, it's horrible. And if the fly lays their eggs in the sheep's noses, worms are going to hatch. And they'll crawl up the sheep's heads, causing irritation and inflammation. Anyone fancy a fly up their nose?
No,
didn't think you would, no. It drives the sheep crazy. Go on, be crazy. Thing, you are so good, right? To get relief, they beat their heads against trees, rocks, posts, and anything. Don't blame you, I'm not doing that. They'll rub them on the ground, and they'll even get to a stage where they'd rather be dead than have this irritation. A good shepherd will dip their sheep in chemicals, and they'll coat their heads in oil to keep the flies off them. For us, the flies represent our worries, our fears, our frustrations that just keep resting and just stop us having peace. They buzz around in our heads. They're looking for a place to land and lay their eggs. Worries do that. They get inside. They fester. They grow. If we allow them to stay, these fears and worries are going to paralyze us. They're going to keep us from doing the things that God wants us to do. And our shepherd knows about these. And he offers us a perfect peace if we just trust. Every time we've got a negative thought, he asks us to capture it. Take it prisoner until our thinking becomes obedient to God. You see, Satan is the father of lies. He lies to us all the time. In fact, he can't tell the truth. He's got negative language. His language is lying. God always tells the truth. When we've got a negative thought, we should ask God about it. We should take it to God. He'll tell us if it's true or not. The fourth and final thing that a good shepherd has to do to help the sheep rest is to make sure they're not hungry. Who's hungry? Mate, you're good. Sheep are a bit daft, really. Sheep will eat bad grass and drink bad water, even when good grass and good water are available. Because simply, they're just not smart. Okay, so I've got some things for you, everybody. Okay? Right, I've got water. Two types of water. Which one do you fancy? Told you there'd be one, didn't I? I did. I said, one of them will like this one, right? Lovely. Okay, do you like a drink of water?
Yeah.
There you are. Do you like a drink of water?
Don't drink it.
It really is mud, right? And I've got some lovely grass. Look at that. And I've got some not so nice grass. Which one would you fancy?
Neither.
You don't want to eat any grass? Oh, dear, you can have some grass. It's okay. It's not Kaylee's fault. I blame her parents. It's okay. Right.
Who's that?
I don't know. Right. Oh. I'm sorry to say this, but we are a little bit like these dumb sheep. Our spirit is thirsty for what God calls living water. Living water is the Word of God. It's the Bible. It's going to satisfy our spiritual thirst and give us peace and joy. Unfortunately, we'll drink about anything but living water in order to satisfy our thirst. We want the sticky sweet things in life. We try to satisfy our spiritual thirst with money, entertainment, any other things that are going to be bad for us. We drink lots and lots of them because even after we drink, we're not satisfied. We're still thirsty. The only thing that can satisfy our spiritual thirst is God and his word. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters. Sheep need quiet or still waters. Rivers and streams are dangerous for a 300-pound washcloth, okay, which is all they are. Okay, that wool gets heavy. If the sheep slips into water, it's going to start soaking up the water and sink to the bottom. It tells me in my notes I can do this. Right, okay. Tells me I can do that. Okay. The shepherd would go to the stream and he's going to use stones. He's going to divert the water. I haven't brought the stones. All right. Just pretend or use your imagination. Don't throw stones at them. All right. He's going to divert big rock. He's going to put big rocks into place to divert the stream so they've got a place to drink. There the sheep could drink without being afraid. Okay, you'd like to pretend to drink? Okay, well done. It's looking good, Kimberly. Water is in Scripture, often points to God's word. It's called living water for a reason. They're not just words on a page. They're living in our hearts. We need to drink deeply of God's living water every day during the still hours of the morning. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not too good in the morning, all right? Who's a morning person? Always a few, all right? Who doesn't like mornings? There's a few more of you, all right? All right? It's really difficult to read Scripture meaningful in the morning for me, okay? So I read a verse, all right? God sends me a text, all right? Actually, it's more an email type. Bible Gateway sends me my verse for the day every morning. Okay? I've tried to get some of the youngsters to do it on their phones. And God sends them a text. Their phone goes bing because they've got a message. Young people like to read messages. And they instantly go, oh, someone likes me. God's word. God's talking to them. I get God in the morning through a verse. I try and read it more meaningfully later in the day when I'm more awake. But to start the day with God's word, even just a verse, is a good way to go. If we make time for him, he'll divert some of the special truths for us and teach us the wonderful things. Cast your burdens onto Jesus. Sheep are the same as us. They sometimes get a bit cast down. Now that actual term means they get turned upside down like a turtle. So sheep, can I have your back? Okay? Sheep, can you be turned upside down with your legs in the air, please? Okay? Okay, go on, Finn. You can do this. Okay? Okay? Brilliant. That's gorgeous. Absolutely. When they realise they can't get up, they start to panic a little bit. They kick their legs frantically. Okay? I love it. Now, this causes gases to build up in their body, and it cuts off the blood supply to the legs. And if the shepherd doesn't restore the sheep to its feet soon, it's going to die. Okay? You've got a lot of upside-down sheep. Sometimes we get cast down. We feel sad. We feel depressed. We feel hopeless. I'm going to keep talking. You keep going. And we can't get back on our feet. We sometimes do get to that stage. God comes along during those times. He encourages us through prayer and his word and through other people. Okay. I mentioned that a sheep would often get cast down because they've got heavy weight of wool coat. Okay, they've got a real big wool coat. Okay. To prevent this, the shepherd would shear the sheep. Yes. Okay. I should have brought those shears. You know those shears? The ones that go shh across their heads and give them a number one or something like that. That would have been really good. Right? Sheep hate being sheared. Okay. And they're going to fight against it with all their energy. Okay. Kaylee's going to enjoy this, right? But once it's over, they feel really good. They feel really... Turn around and be really good, Kaylee. Right? Go on, try acting. Okay? Okay? Now, wool represents our sinful nature. Priests were not allowed to wear wool into the temple of God because of that reason. Our sinful nature gets so clogged up with dirt and nasty stuff that it's a huge relief when God takes it away. When God uses those shears to us. But we don't like to be sheared, do we? We don't like it. Shearing represents God's discipline in our lives. It's uncomfortable and it's sometimes pretty painful. But it's very necessary for us to get free from our sin. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Now, sheep are creatures of habit. They will blindly follow a sheep in front of them, even if they're going in the wrong direction. Kaylee, put your sheep mask on. Okay? You're going to be the sheep that leads people in the wrong direction. Thought she'd like that. Off you go then, Kaylee. And they're just going to follow one behind the other. Okay? If I can ask you not to go out to any doors that lead to roads, that would be really good. All right? Don't go out of the building, but everywhere else is on limits. Off you go. Yeah. See you on Tuesday. Okay? Okay? Wonderful.
Have I got chasing you?
No, just stay there. Just let him go. They're fine. Okay? That'll be all right. Okay? Done that one. We do that sometimes too. But God will lead us down new righteous paths that honour him. God will lead us the right way. Kaylee is leading them the wrong way. Okay? And they're just following blindly. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. You are my rod and your... Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Okay? Sheep, do you want to come back? Sheep are low on the food chain. And almost everything is a threat to them, including Mark. Okay, I love lamb shank with a nice bit of mashed potato. Oh, it'd be wonderful. Wherever they go, they are surrounded by enemies. Okay, enemies. Are you ready again? Okay. You don't need to do anything. When they come back, if they come back, okay, then you can do something with them. It's okay, all right? Don't worry about that. I'm under control. It's not my fault. It's the shepherds, okay? Christians, we've got enemies too, okay? Satan attacks us wherever he sees a chance. But God is with us, and we never need to be afraid. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, even though I'm going through the darkest times, even though the enemies are after the sheep. Off you go, mate. Right? The enemies are going to come after you in a minute. If you get back onto the stage, you'll be safe. Okay? Right? Because the shepherd's here. Right? Well done. Now, the shepherd's got two main tools for leading the sheep. He's got a rod and he's got a staff. Now, rods look like this. Put this one back, it's for secret.
Oh, sorry.
Right, don't show them yet. Okay? Right?
This one?
Right? Yeah, that one. I couldn't find a proper rod, okay? But that's what a rod would look like. Okay? That's what a rod... Now, you like this bit, okay? Here we go, let me find out where I am. It was typically cut from a young tree, and it was carved specifically to fit a young shepherd boy's hand. Just like King David, before he was a king. Okay? A young shepherd boy would spend hours and hours practicing his throw with this club.
This one?
Yeah.
I got through this?
No, don't, please. Right? He would learn how to send it whistling through the air with speed and accuracy. Okay? This way, he could defend the sheep from their enemies. Jason's a good target. Look at that. Right? Okay? So he would use that to beat things off. He would get rid of things by hitting things with it. Now the staff was completely different.
I'll take that back.
Dangerous. Okay. A staff was different. It was long, it was slender, and it had a hook on the end. Okay? The hook was used to bring sheep closer for inspection. Or it was used to unite a new lamb with its mother. Okay? Without getting the scent of the man onto the new... What they called? What a sheep, little sheep called? Lambs. Thank you. Right. Just went for a minute. Right? This rod and staff, it's a picture of God's justice and his mercy. It's a picture of his discipline and his grace. Of his protection and his care. The rod represents God's authority, his power, the discipline, and the staff represents the grace and unconditional love that he uses. Some people think of God as only power, think of him as only disciplining us, telling us off. And some think of him as only love and grace. But neither are a complete picture. God is both justice and mercy. He's both discipline and grace. And all of it is done because he loves us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. A table to a shepherd is a tepel meser. I think that's how you pronounce it. It was a high place in mountain country where he would lead his sheep to graze in the summer months. The shepherd would go ahead of the sheep and prepare the area. So if you could lead your sheep, okay? Right? Okay, sheep, can you follow the shepherd?
Come on then.
Oh, hang on a minute. Can you take... Hang on, shepherd. Shepherd, you need salts and minerals to prepare the... When you get up to the top, can you sprinkle the salt down? Okay? That'd be lovely, right? Okay. Who's cleaning up this week? He takes the salt and the minerals and he spreads them over the whole area so that the sheep will eat them and improve their diet. We all like a bit of salt to improve the mashed potatoes. Okay? Sprinkle on the floor, that's it. Yeah, do you... Yeah, do you?
Is Pauline here?
Yeah, no, Pauline's not here today. It's fine. No, no, just do what you want. No, no. No. Hey, if you're new to the church, Pauline is our team leader for maintenance and care for the building. Okay? And she's not here today, so... Okay. Sheep, would you like to graze now? Because he's prepared the land beautifully. Right? God does the same for us. Right? He blesses us even in the middle of all our enemies. He said that he's coming back to get us. That he's going to lead us to the place that he's prepared. If you prepare a table before me, Lord, in the presence of my enemies, Lord, you anoint my head with oil, Lord, and my cup overflows, Lord. David, the writer of the psalm, is talking about a few things in the last part of this verse. When guests come to your home for dinner in Israel, your responsibility is to anoint their heads with oil, to make sure that they had plenty to drink. The anointing was to moisten the skin, since Israel is surrounded by the desert. But it's also a token to say to this person, you are special. Shepherds used anointing too for the sheep. You know, remember that nose that goes, that fly that goes up your nose, Kimberly? Remember that one that went up your nose? Okay. Remember how the shepherd would put oil on the shepherd's head to keep the flies away? The shepherd would mix olive oil or linseed oil with sulfur and tar, okay? And he'd smear it onto the sheep's forehead. Oh, hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. Ooh, turmeric. Ooh, nice.
Making a curry.
Lamb curry? You can't say lamb curry. That's not good. Eh? You can't say lamb curry. Right? And he would smear it on their foreheads. Okay. Okay.
They like the flies.
Oh, they're not like, yeah, don't like it, do they? Eh?
You should do it to me now.
It's quite nice.
It's nice. The flies couldn't land, so the sheep stayed calm. Now, God anoints us the same. Now, not with oil all the time. Not with oil. He doesn't anoint us with oil. He anoints us with the Holy Spirit. This anointing of the Holy Spirit sets us apart as special to God. It marks us as his children. And it protects us from God, from Satan's evil plans. When I say the next bit, don't get worried, okay? Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One thing about sheep that I didn't realise is sheep have really good poo. Right? Sheep's poo is so good, right? That they are sometimes called the animals with the golden hooves. So when David talks about goodness following him all the days of his life, it's kind of funny, really, isn't it? The sheep, with sheep poo, everything grows. Goodness follows them wherever they've been. Because the poo fertilises the land. No, I'm not going to get you to do that. It's okay. Right? And do you know what? We should be like sheep. As Christians. I'm not asking us to go and poo everywhere. Okay? But what I'm asking you to do is, as Christians, we ought to leave everything better than when we found it. We should leave a little bit of goodness. Wherever we've been, it should be a better place when we've left it. But with the sheep, the last line tells us about how sheep are safe if they stay with the good shepherd. As they dwell in the house, they can be sure of their safety. We are just like those sheep. The Bible says that we're all like sheep who go astray. That's why we need a good shepherd to lead us and to help us in this world. So as Christians today, wherever we've been, make it a better place. Wherever we go, remember the good shepherd is right with us. He's anointing us, he's protecting us, he's feeding us. Psalm 23 is probably one of the shortest psalms out there. And yet it is so powerful. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Thank you, sheep. You've been amazing. Thank you, shepherd. You've been incredible. If you'd like to go and sit down. And let us just sit and be quiet as we pray. If anyone still wants to do a sheep picture, there's still lots down here. So please just come down the front and do that while we're praying and singing. Thank you. If you want to.
Father, we thank you that you are the good shepherd, that you guide us, your flock, through our lives. And we ask that you help us to be open to your, to that guidance. We ask that you help us to be a good flock. Father, we thank you that you guide us along the right paths. And we thank you that even though we do walk through a dark valley at times, there is no evil to fear, and we know you are with us always. We thank you, Lord, that your goodness and love are with us now and forever. And we thank you for the provision you have given us through the power of the wonderful and mighty Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
To leave a comment on the sermon, please go to minehead-baptist.com/sermons. Well, thank you once again for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.